Dorm, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vov, Hamuda Anome Chaveroi. Another example of what's called breaching the Issur Hano. If he's a Muda Anome Chaveroi, Lo Yashilenu, he can't be lent, Velo Yishal Mimenu, he can't go either way. Lo Yalvenu, he can't lend him money, one is lending Kalim, Hasholo, one is Havo, where the money goes to the Loive, and the money is replaced with other money. Lo Yalvenu, Velo Yilvim Mimenu. Lo yimka loy v'lo yikach menu. You can't buy and you can't sell. Now, what's the explanation over here? Chet should only go about one way. The one who's not allowed to be nana is not allowed to borrow money or kalim or buy something from him. Why the other way? See, you clearly have to say, the Rav speaks it out, I'll pee the Gemara, that they were goyser because if there's kalim going back and forth, the back will make the forth. So, Melo, that's why they asked it. Now, what's the geder in lo yimka loy? What hano do I have if I'm buying from somebody something? So if it's buying in a regular store, Reuven has a grocery store, Shimon has a customer, both are netting from each other for the regular price. That the Mishnah wouldn't have to speak out. What the Mishnah means is that one is not allowed to sell to the other for something that's worth less. Now, the storekeeper who's selling his box of Cheerios instead of for $2.99, selling it for half the price for $1.50, is not being nene by underselling. The one who's being nene is the customer. And if he was overpaying, then the one who's nene is the storekeeper. Over here also, there were geyser, even though one of them is being nene, one of them is not, there were geyser that shouldn't go either way. That's why this goes together with the other cases. Now, the Mishnah is talking about Hashola and Halvo and Mekromemka. The Mishnah says something else. Omaloi, Hashileni Parosoch. Person says, could you lend me your cow? Omaloi, Eina Pnuya. Sorry. Right now it's working. My workers have the poro in the field and they're plowing with it. And because of that, the person who wanted the favor reacts. Omar, Koinim Sodi Shani Choyesh Bala Oilom. He reacts, and he asks up his field. He can only ask up his field. And he can't ask up somebody else's field. He asks up his field, b'charisha of this shani charish bo, that I can't be nene from the field to be charish with this cow, lo'oilo. So Santa, what he did. Im hoye darkoi, lachroish. Who also v'chalad mutam? What does he mean by that? So the stomius of the nedu is, if this was a normal relationship between the two people, that Reuven borrows that par from Shimon and plows his field, so then what he means to do is he means to aser himself with that paro. V'chalad mutam, anybody is allowed to plow that field. Generally speaking, he does with that paro himself in that field. So he only meant on himself in that field with that para. The main darke lachish, let's say he's a person who doesn't really generally plow his own field. He has workers doing for him. So then, hu v'chol adam asur, and then the stomius of his lashon of aneder is to ask up anybody from plowing the field with that. Mishnah Zayin, hamuda hanomi chaveroi ve'in lo mayoichal. This is an Indian that we had in Subis in Perek Hamadir, legabe a husband who was madir no, on his wife, so how is he yoytze his din, his chiv, to feed her? So the Gemara in that context, we spoke it out then, brings this Mishnah. Reuven was madir hano, Shimon's not allowed to be nana from him. But lemaisa, Reuven has a yiddish haaretz, Shimon is starving, and Reuven wants to take care of him. For whatever reason, the nether he didn't get rid of, but he wants to feed him. Here's a possible answer. He could go to a storekeeper and he says, listen, Ish ploini muda hemeni hano, ve'eni yedeh ma'ese. I don't know what to do. I want to be mahane yena. I mean, the case, the chur is poshut, that there's a mile in a person being self-sufficient. Shimon sees himself falling into a bad state financially, and he doesn't want to be enabled to take from other people. He's proud, he doesn't want to take from other people. So he asks himself to be nenef from the people who he thinks are going to be mahanehim. So now Reuven feels bad for Shimon, but he's stuck. He can't be matir Shimon's neder. So he goes to the storekeeper and he says like this, Ish pleni mudem, and yenek can't have enough of me. I don't know what to do with him. V'hu noisin loy. The storekeeper gets the hint and he gives him groceries. U'bovin noitul mizeh. He comes and he asks for money from the one who set him up. Now, it's clear that the meaning over here is that he's not directly ordering him to support the animal. And the Gemara speaks that out in the Gemara and Ksubas that we mentioned that find, that if he had told him to take care of Yanim, then that would create, similar to the concept of an Oriv, where Reuven takes responsibility for a loan, and because of that, Shimon lends money to Levi. Reuven becomes Chayiv because, so to speak, it's as if he took money from Shimon. Because if Shimon gave money to Levi based on Reuven's say-so, so then that's as if Shimon gave the money to Reuven, in a manner of speaking. Could even be Mekadosh and Isha. Mekadosh Isha. And the Isha says, give the money to so-and-so. So the Baal says to the Isha, Ariam, Mekudesh Asli, with the money that I'm giving so-and-so based on your say-so. That's called she's getting the money. So over here also, that would be called a violation of the Hano. Over here, the pshat is that Hitaka didn't order him to give it. And because of that, Hitaka doesn't become chayv. The reason why the storekeeper is willing to do it is about chesed. He knows that even though he's running a risk, he can't be tevei in it, but he'll get his money back. Since it's not directly a chiv that's mutl on him, that's not called he's being mater, mad, that's not called he's being mahani in it. Hoya beisir livnois, he had a house to build. The house of the mudr is falling in. Gedera Ligdor, his fence is falling down. Sadeu Liktsor, he has a field that's overgrown. He doesn't have money to take care of it. Hoylech Etzel Poyalim, a good-hearted person who's muder Bahano from the person Nebuch whose property is in a state of neglect. He could go to Poyalim. Oyme ish ploini muder mimeni hano, v'eni yedeh ma'yasa. Same idea. He moisim imoy. Uboy v'noitlon schamizeh. He didn't order it. He's not mechuyiv because he's not mechuyiv. That's why he could get the money back.